because we've planned for this over the last couple of weeks. We knew it was going to be important. A lot of students, obviously, they come to school for educational purposes, but for a lot of students, they're also depending on school for their meals, and so we wanted to continue that program. We started yesterday with a traditional time for service, breakfast 8 to 9 and lunch 11:30 to 12:30. Not a gathering for breakfast or lunch, but handing out a box lunch and a box breakfast for those students. And actually, students were able to come in and pick up both at the same time, which was pretty nice. But as of Friday, the food service folks in the area had a conference call with somebody at the federal level, and we found out that we could actually start to deliver meals. We won't be delivering door to door, but we're going to set up several locations in the community here, really at some of our district schools, so folks can actually maybe be a little closer to home, meet us, pick up their lunch, breakfast, any type of meals at those locations.
And I also understand that JJ Packs, that group, is helping out with weekend packs as well, which they have been doing for some time.
Weekend and actually daily. So they're adding to those lunch meals, so actually students have something to eat at home for dinner on each of these nights.
We're speaking with Bill Saunders, superintendent of the Marquette Area Public Schools. Are these drop-off locations or these delivery locations there at the various schools in the district then?
Yes. So, for instance, today we'll be at Graveret Elementary School from 10:50 to 11:10. So we'll be there for 20 minutes. Anybody, if it's a little bit more convenient in the neighborhood, walk over to Graveret. You can pick up both a breakfast, a lunch, and then also some added food that's being put in those packs from JJ Packs for today. The delivery truck will go from Graveret to Superior Hills, so we'll be at Superior Hills from 11:20 to 11:40. And anybody in that Superior Hills, Bothwell, that neighborhood there can certainly stop in and pick up their meals there. And then we'll be out at Cherry Creek from 12 to 12:20.
Now, you're going to be keeping these times and locations pretty much for some time now, right?
Absolutely. Certainly over the next 3 weeks, which includes the 2 weeks that we're off. It includes the 1 week that we were technically supposed to be on spring break, but obviously we're off. So this will take care of meals up through that April 5th mark that Governor Whitmer put the schools on hold for. And we'll play it by ear and see if we need to continue beyond that.
Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders on the line with us this morning.
Bill, Mark Evans jumping in here real quick with, I was kind of distracted by a couple of things here. With all this information getting piled up so quickly, I mean, websites, apps, all that other things, is this information there yet? Are we not quite there yet? What's the deal?
It's all on our website, absolutely, www.mapsnet.org. We did send out a press release yesterday, so hopefully the press picks that up and publicizes these times, but if not, I would check our website daily because we have more and more information we continue to put out for parents and families on our webpage, www.mapsnet.org.